Two friends were talking about their respective offices when one said to the other, "I knew my partner was a workaholic when I read the sign over his desk. Thank God it's Monday." There are so many things that come to mind when we think of the provision of God. We think of His goodness in family and home, food and clothing, friendships, health, safety, all gifts from God. But when was the last time you thanked God for your employment, the items on your to-do list, or even the simple ability to work? I was talking to someone just the other day, and we were bemoaning the increasing aches and pains that seem to come as one gets older, when all of a sudden he made this observation: "I'm just glad that I can still move around enough to get sore." I had to think about that for a moment, and eventually I had to agree with him. 2 Chronicles 24 tells us that the king and Jehoiada hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of the Lord, and also workers in iron and bronze to repair the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the repair work progressed in their hands, and they restored the house of God according to its specifications and strengthened it. The workmen were excited because they understood that God had given them various abilities, and now they were able to use them to serve the Lord. English scholar and writer Dorothy Leah Sayers once penned these words: "Work is the natural exercise and function of man. Work is not primarily a thing one does to live, but the thing one lives to do. It is, or should be, the full expression of the worker's faculties, the thing in which he finds spiritual, mental, and bodily satisfaction, and the medium in which he offers himself to God." So as you're sharing your gratitude to God for the usual blessings of life, also take time to thank Him for your ability to work for Him.